Congratulations to the 2016 National FFA Job Interview Champion from the state of Georgia, where they not just have great peaches, but they have great job interviewers. Congratulations to Elizabeth Beachman for placing first in the United States of America, not just Georgia, but out of all the FFA members. Elizabeth, tell me how you're feeling right now.
I cannot describe how I'm feeling right now. My whole body's shaking, but I'm so excited, and I'm so thankful to everybody who helped me along the way. I cannot say thank you enough, and I cannot tell you how elated I am to be in front of the National FFA and be recognized for this award.
The minute you came off that stage, your face was as bright as the sun I've ever seen in the last few days, so it's pretty impressive. Explain a little bit about Job Interview CDE.
Well, the Job Interview CDE is filled with many components. You submit an application for a job that you come up with, an agricultural-related job, and so you fill out the application. You have a phone interview. You send it in your resume and cover letter, and then you go through a series of interviews with various panels of judges, then submit follow-up correspondence along with that. And on the national level, they have a networking activity where you get to meet someone, simulating a real-world circumstance where you would bump into someone in that company that you're applying for. And it takes a lot of hard work. It's a lot of components. It's a lot of meeting with people, but it is definitely worth it and so much fun.
I can definitely tell, Elizabeth, that you have taken something from the CDE. What is one thing that you have learned throughout this process of preparing for the national competition?
One thing I've learned is just to really be myself in everything. You can't go into something not being yourself, because then you're not going to know what to say. But if you go in and you're yourself and you really just exude your personality, then the judges are going to love you and you're going to really be able to get through your interview really well. So that's one thing I really learned.
Elizabeth, there may be FFA members sitting out in the audience tonight or even around the country who are wondering, what did it take to get here? What piece of advice would you pass on to an FFA member who dreams to be successful in the Job Interview CDE?
Try. You're going to have bad interviews. It happens. You're going to not know what you're going to say, and you're going to sit there in silence during a question while you're practicing. It's going to happen. But don't give up. You can always learn from your mistakes. It takes a lot of hard work and dedication, long hours, staying late after school with your ag teacher, working on the weekends, all those things, but it's so worth it. So don't give up. Keep trying. Even if you fail the first time, don't give up.
I'm sure throughout this entire process as well, you've had a great support system. Is there anybody you would like to thank or give a shout out to for helping you along the path of success?
There are several people I'd like to thank. First, I'd like to thank my ag teachers, Ms. Smith, my dad, Mr. Beecham, Mr. Hart, Mr. Chad Bass, all of the different ag teachers that have helped me along the way. And along with my family, I cannot thank them enough for all that they've done, keeping meal on the table hot for me, even when I'm coming in late. And I just want to thank the Lord. He has blessed me with so many beautiful gifts and given me the confidence to do this. So I just want to say thank you to all of those people.
Well, I'm sure each and every one of them are appreciative of what you have done to them and the inspiration you have provided to each of them. Elizabeth, congratulations once again for being named the 2016 National FFA Champion in the area of job interview, representing the state of Georgia. Elizabeth, congratulations. For FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.